Blog Talk Radio.
DMJ!
I got it, I got it.
Lock a knife on me. I don't know where I would be.
Amen, amen, amen. We want to thank God for everybody that's dialed in, everybody that's tuned in tonight. So we got that word. Bless the name of the Lord. I'm your host, Elder Andre Prevost. Praise God. Amen. And we're about to get, amen, to that word on today. Hallelujah. Before we go any further, amen, let's go to the throne of grace with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, Lord, we want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just for allowing us to come before your throne of grace on today. Lord, we want those floodgates of heaven to open up on today, Lord. And we want to be flooded with your knowledge, flooded, Lord, with your wisdom, Lord. We want to move further up with you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Today we come seeking your face. Lord, we want your revelation knowledge on today. And Lord, we thank you in advance for everything you're about to say, everything you're about to do. Lord, everything you're about to reveal, Lord, we praise you for it. Lord, we bind, we rebuke, and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on today. And Lord, once again, we thank you. Once again, we praise you. Once again, we magnify you. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Bless the name of the Lord on today. We thank God for everybody. Amen. That's calling in. Everybody that's on their way onto the line. Everybody that's in earshot of my voice on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. We are going to get straight to the word on today. Hallelujah. And the title for today's word, we're still dealing, hallelujah, with internal, hallelujah, affairs. Praise God. And the title of today's message is called, amen, low self-esteem equals low expectations. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Low self-esteem equals low expectations. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God on today. Amen. We're going to go to the book of Numbers. Praise God. Chapter 13. Hallelujah. We're going to begin at verse 25. The book of Numbers, chapter 13, beginning at verse 25. If you got your Bibles, your electronic device, some coming out of the old King James on today. Bless the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before I begin reading, while those of you are still searching for the scripture, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. What's happened? Let me tell you what's happened before we begin reading. They have found the promised land. Praise God. Moses and the Israelites, hallelujah, the Hebrew children have crossed, amen, the Red Sea, amen, and they have traveled through the wilderness, and they have found the promised land. Praise God. And it didn't take them 40 years to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. It didn't take them 40 years to do it. As a matter of fact, they argue about how many days it took, but no more than 2 weeks. Praise God. Anywhere from 7 to 14 days. Hallelujah. They found the promised land. And what happened when they found the promised land, what Moses did, as he said, 12 people, 12 scouts, 12 of what the Bible calls spies, glory to God, to go and check out the promised land. Hallelujah, amen. So they found it, and Moses said, go scope it out, and go look and tell us what you find. Praise God, hallelujah. Now first, we got to dispel, because a lot of people don't know their Bibles. We just come to church. We don't really know the story, praise God. They didn't get lost for 40 years. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. They didn't get lost. They didn't have the wrong directions. None of that. Hallelujah. Amen. They found the promised land within 2 weeks. Praise God. So I want you to understand, once they got out of bondage, it didn't take them that long to encounter their blessing. Praise God. Hallelujah. In less than 2 weeks of being out of bondage, praise God, they are face to face. Promise of God has promised them. Praise God. What God promised them is right there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Because, you know, a lot of us say we gotta suffer. But the Bible say we got to suffer a little while. Some of us have been suffering too long. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And it's no fault of God. Amen. We'll say God. We'll blame God for it. You know, God trying to show me something. Praise God. Yeah, he's trying to show you something. But the problem is you don't see. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not taking him a long time for him to show it. It's taking a long time for you to see. Hallelujah. We say we're waiting on God to reveal himself. He's revealed himself. Hallelujah. We just don't see it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the promised land, everything that they've been waiting for about 300, 400 years, Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ever since the time of Abraham, glory to God. Hallelujah. God, the promise that God told them is before their eyes. They've been talking about this for years while they were out there slaving, working for the Egyptians. They've been talking about this day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we started verse 25, book of Numbers, chapter 13, verse 25. And they returned from searching the land after 40 days. So for 40 days they was in the promised land. Glory to God. And they went and came to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness, and brought back unto them and unto all the congregation. They showed them the fruits of the land. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So they took some fruit out the land. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And brought it back to show them, hallelujah, how good, how big, hallelujah, the fruit is. Praise God. Hallelujah. And they told them and said, this is verse 27, we came into the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So they say, what are they saying? We went and we saw the promise. And everything you said about the promise is true. And we even brought back evidence. We got the fruit of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they say they had to put these grapes. Hallelujah. Amen. This fruit. The grapes were so big they had to wrap it around a pole, and two men had to carry this pole to bring these grapes. Glory to God, hallelujah, back out of the promised land. So they brought evidence. The fruit is big. The land floweth. That ETH, I've told you before, when you see ETH on the end of a word in the Bible, glory to God, that means it's a continuous thing. That means it's a non-stop thing. So they say the land is flowing, hallelujah, with milk and honey. This is a prosperous land. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's there for the taking. But praise God. Hallelujah. And we brought a piece of the fruit just to show you how big the fruit is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 28, he says, nevertheless, glory to God, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Antioch there, and the Amalekites dwell within the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountain, and the Canaanites dwell in the sea by the coast of Jordan. Hallelujah. Praise God. So after telling the congregation that the land is good, that the land floweth with milk and honey, they did say nevertheless. In other words, all that is good, but hallelujah. Amen. The people that dwell within the land, hallelujah, are strong. Some of us don't want to go places because of the people that are already in those places. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of us have been given gifts, hallelujah, that we don't want to, hallelujah, use because of where these gifts will take us, hallelujah, because of the people that are already in these places. Hallelujah. The people that dwell there now are very strong. Some of us have been given gifts to act, gifts to sing. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. All kinds of gifts that would take us to places. Hallelujah. Hollywood, New York, Atlanta. Praise God. But we don't want to go to these places because of the people that are in these places. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, the people are strong that dwell within the land. The cities are walled. Hallelujah. Amen. The cities are walled. That means that they're fortified. Amen. That means they have defense. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then they said we saw the Amalekites. Hallelujah. They in the south. Hallelujah. Then we saw the Hittites. Hallelujah. Then we saw the Jebusites. And then we saw the Amorites, glory to God. And not only that, they also got the Canaanites. Well, we're seeing all these people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can't go up there and be in the industry because, you know, the industry is mostly the LGBTQ, the alphabet community. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They everywhere. They all over. Hallelujah. Praise God. I can't get past. Praise God, hallelujah. I can't go to these places, amen, because in these places there are racist people, glory to God, hallelujah. There are people that don't like the color of my skin. There some of them don't like, hallelujah, my financial status, glory to God. Some of them judge me by the way I'm dressed, glory to God, hallelujah, or where I come from. They don't like my background, glory to God, hallelujah. Remember, we used to be slaves. Hallelujah. We just got free. And now you telling us we can go take over this land? We're not used to it. See, some of our problem is we ain't used to that. Hallelujah. Some of our problem is we ain't used to nothing good. So when God try to give us something good, we reject it. Hallelujah. Because we not used to it. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of y'all regret ending relationships because that was a good woman, that was a good man, but you wasn't used to good. You ain't never seen good before. Glory to God, hallelujah. Now in retrospect, in hindsight, looking back on the situation, glory to God, now you see that was a good person, hallelujah, and you let them go, hallelujah. You see you should have kept that job. That was a good job, hallelujah, praise God, but you wanted to do other things, glory to God, in hindsight. See, they say hindsight is 20/20. When you look back on the thing, you can see it clear. Holy, glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, right now, in the moment, they looking at it like we still, they don't realize who they are yet. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some of us don't realize who we are yet. Praise God. Some of us still think we are who we used to be. Hallelujah. See, when you was in the world, you was a nobody. You just thought you was somebody then. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you was a nobody then. Now you somebody. Now you a child of God. Hallelujah. A child of the Most High. Praise God. Hallelujah. And any child of any king inherits, hallelujah, amen, the benefits and the promises, hallelujah, amen, that go along with being in the lineage, hallelujah, of the king. You don't realize yet that you are royalty. See, they still thought they were slaves. And they were looking at everybody else as if they were higher than them. Glory to God. They stronger than us. They bigger than us. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't you know that a king does not care about his stature? A king don't care how tall he is. I'm the king. My height has nothing to do with my authority. How I look on the outside has nothing to do with the power that I hold on the inside. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the Hebrew children are sitting here looking at all these other people and the power that all these other people have, not realizing they have more power than this. Not realizing they are God's chosen. Hallelujah. Praise God. But watch this in verse 30. One person, it says, and Caleb stilled the crowd before Moses and said, when he says he stilled the crowd, that means he shut them up because they were getting a mumble. Hallelujah. Amen. After they heard the news of the spies, hallelujah, they were getting a mumble. Praise God. See, all it takes is a few. We see it today. All it takes is a few people to get on TV and make a couple of statements, praise God, and everybody goes off of the statements, praise God, that's being made on TV, that they pick and choose the propaganda that they allow us to watch. Hallelujah, amen, in order to program our minds so we can live in fear, so we can't have the things that God wants us to have. Hallelujah, praise God. We can't get a sound mind. Hallelujah, praise God, because they'll flood us with fear. Hallelujah, amen. We can't accomplish any material things, hallelujah, because they're flooding us with fear. Praise God, hallelujah. We can't move things politically, hallelujah, because they're flooding us with fear. Hallelujah, fear of death. Hallelujah, fear of being broke. Fear of being blackballed. Hallelujah, fear of being canceled. Glory to God, fear. Hallelujah. And the congregation is moved by this fear. And only one man out of 12 stood up, Caleb. And Caleb is still the crowd. Shut. Be quiet. Let me say something, Caleb said. Amen. Praise God. And look what Caleb said. Let us go up at once and possess it. Let me stop. He said, let's not even talk about it. Let's quit thinking about it. Let's just do it. Praise God, hallelujah. The promise has already been made to us. So what we sitting here discussing it for? Hallelujah, praise God. Let's just do it. Like Nike say, just do it. Praise God. He said, let's go right now. Right now. Hallelujah. Let's not take a nap. Let's not wait till the morning time. Let's not get us something to eat. Let's go possess it right now. Let's go take what is properly ours right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some of us are going through that situation in our lives right now. Let's go. Somebody telling you, you need to go get up and go get that job you want right now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Get up and go to that apartment and fill out that application and get that apartment you want right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You see the woman. Hallelujah, that you know going to be your future wife, and you keep passing by, hallelujah, praise God, but he say, the Lord say, go get her, go talk to her right now, glory to God, hallelujah, amen, ain't no use to procrastinating, hallelujah, quit thinking about it, amen, quit trying to search it out, glory to God, hallelujah, it's been 40 days, hallelujah, it's been 40 days, this ain't like, amen, praise God, we talking about these 12. That went up in the land. This ain't like y'all just got to the land. Y'all been there a couple of days. Y'all been there 40 days. Y'all know the weaknesses. Hallelujah. Y'all know if y'all was able to survive 40 days, y'all know how we can get in and get out. Hallelujah. Amen. You know where we can hit them at? You know where we can hit them all at? Glory to God. We got a whole nation. Hallelujah, praise God. And you're talking like we got to take on these people all at the same time. You said yourself, these people in the south, these people over here, them people over there, we can take them all on one by one. We ain't got to take them all on at the same time. Glory to God. Caleb said, let's go right now. Hallelujah. Everybody need a Caleb on their team. So when we get to discussing things, hallelujah, Caleb can stand up and say, you know what, all this is nice. Going back and forth, this nice little discussion. But can we go ahead and get, talking ain't going to get nothing done. Glory to God, hallelujah. People spend all day talking, and ain't nothing getting done. Y'all do that at work. Y'all complain about the boss. Hallelujah, complain about the working conditions. Hallelujah, complaining to each other. Amen. But what about the doing something about it? When you come to doing something about it, then those people are too strong. Hallelujah, amen. We can't take on the bosses. We can't take on corporate. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Why? Hallelujah. Let's keep reading, amen. Praise God, amen. It says, when Caleb still the crowd, he said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are able, we are well able to overcome it. Well able. Praise God. We got more than what we need to accomplish this goal. Glory to God. More than what we need. We are well able to do this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But watch this, amen, verse 31. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go against the people, for they are stronger than we. Glory to God, hallelujah. They are stronger than we. This is the problem. This is the lower self-esteem, lower expectation. You assume everybody's smarter than you, everybody's stronger than you, everybody looks better than you, everybody's better at everything else than you. Glory to God, hallelujah. You're always putting other people above you. Putting other people's marriages above yours, other people's ministries above yours, other people's talents above yours. Glory to God, hallelujah. I wish I could sing like them, but you can see. Hallelujah. So why you want to sing like them? Why you think their voice is better than yours? Glory to God. I wish I could preach like that person can preach. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's the word, not the word. Hallelujah. Praise God. If God wanted you to preach like that person preach, he would have made you that person. Glory to God. Just because it's different, watch this, the Lord say, different don't mean better. Hallelujah. Praise. It's different styles of music. Hallelujah. Amen. You got music that gets you crunk, gets you hype. Amen. Make you want to turn up. You got music that make you want to, hallelujah, color up. Hallelujah. Then you got some music that make you want to cry. Glory to God. And it's all in different tempos, different beats. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Preaching these things the same way. This is for somebody. Hallelujah. Everybody ain't going to get you crunk. That ain't. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody ain't a crunk preacher. Amen. Hallelujah. It ain't always time to get crunk. Hallelujah. Praise God. Everybody ain't going to make you cry. Hallelujah. Everybody ain't going to make you search. Hallelujah. Your soul. Everybody's doing something different, but we got to put it all together. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why you got different types of songs on your playlist. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you got different types of moves. Hallelujah. To do different types of things. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why God categorized you in the category he put you in. Because that's what you're for. Hallelujah. Do what you, amen, came to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why the foot can't be the hand. Can you imagine if your foot was your hand? Hallelujah. And imagine how the foot feels. This may sound crazy to you, but imagine how the foot feels. I'm covered up all the time. Don't nobody really get to see me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I'm the most important thing on this body. Without me, this body can't stand up. Without me, this body can't maneuver. Glory to God. You can have everything all the way up to the ankle. But if you leave off the foot, so you can leave off the hand. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you can still maneuver around. Praise God. Hallelujah. I can still get you around. You can still run, jump, and skip without the hand. Hallelujah. But without this foot that you keep covered up. Hallelujah. Because you try to hide them bunions. Without this foot that you keep decorating, glory to God, because you think your feet are good. So you keep getting your toes done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Without this foot, hallelujah. Amen. You be in a wheelchair. Hallelujah. But just because the foot ain't seen does not take away its value, glory to God. Hallelujah. It has a different position in the body. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Once again, verse number 31. But the men that went up with him said, we are not able to go against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land. Now, they just said the land was good. They said it was flowing with milk and honey. Now, they're switching up. Why? Because they're scared. Hallelujah. Why? Because they in fear. And instead of facing their fear, hallelujah, head on. We talk about people that do all that skydiving and bungee jumping, praise God. And it turns out, hallelujah, a lot of these people are scared of heights. If you're scared of heights, why are you jumping out of a plane? Because my psychologist, because you know they got money, and their psychologist was able to tell them, if you're scared of heights, you need to face that fear. Hallelujah. So they took their money and they went and got on a plane and jumped out with a parachute on their back and faced what they were scared of. See, we ain't got that kind of money to be facing fears like that. A lot of us, glory to God, and we ain't got no psychologist to tell us, hallelujah, amen, praise God, that we need to face our fear. Well, fear is something that's not real. Fear is what could happen. It's a difference between being scared and being in fear. If I'm pointing a gun at you, you have a right to be scared because I'm pointing a gun at you. Glory to God. But if you see me walking down the street, because I'm a big black man, I could have a gun. And I could walk up on you, and I could pull that gun out, and I could rob you. Now you living in fear because of something that could happen that ain't apparently about to happen, but in your mind, it could. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why it's false evidence appearing real, because it's not nothing that's actually happened. It's something that could, hallelujah, happen. Praise God. Amen. You scared to go to sleep because your child could sneak out the house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All these things could be going on. While you at work, your wife could be doing it. Hallelujah. Well, your husband will say he at work, but he could be at somebody else's house. Glory to God. Amen. Your friends say they're your friend, but they could be soaking on your neck. They could be. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But this is all fear, because if you live in fear, you won't never trust your husband. Hallelujah. You won't never trust your wife. Hallelujah. Amen. You won't never trust your friend and allow them to get close to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And when you do that, praise God, you limit yourself of what could happen. Hallelujah, amen. The good things that could happen, because you fear the bad. Hallelujah, you also block the good. Hallelujah, you lock yourself out from opportunities. Praise God. Hallelujah, because they are in fear. Praise God, amen. They brought an evil report. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. And it says, they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, in the land, though which we have gone to search it, is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. Hallelujah. And all the people we saw in it are men of great stature. Hallelujah. Now, you know when people scared, because they start saying stuff that don't make no sense. Nice person, you're telling me the land eats up the inhabitants. So the people that live in the land are getting eaten up by the land. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But then you turn around and tell me the people in the land are big. But how can it be people in the land if the land is eating up the people? Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what we say about Hollywood. That's what we say about big business. That's what we say about big religion. Hallelujah. Amen. The industry will eat you alive. Hallelujah. Amen. Plus, them people up there got money. They pockets long. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, if they pockets long and they got money, why you ain't getting some of the money they got? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. What you're saying is not making any sense. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you in fear, you begin to make I want to say a stupid decision, glory to God. Hallelujah, amen. You begin not to think, hallelujah, when you are in fear. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. So they say in verse 32, the men are in great stature. In verse 33, and there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of giant, and we in our own sight. That's the key word. That's the key verse on tonight. In our own sight, as grasshoppers. So we were in their sight. We saw ourselves being too small to defeat these giants. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because their self-esteem was low because they did not know who they were. Hallelujah. They did not have confidence in who they were as children of God. Not that they didn't have confidence in God. So we get it twisted. But you got to have confidence in God. It's not they didn't have confidence in God. It's that they didn't have confidence that God had confidence in them. Glory to God. Let me say that again. They might have missed somebody. They didn't have confidence that God had confidence in them. The only one that knew God had confidence in them was Caleb. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because we say they must didn't have confidence that God could do what God said he could do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. But the problem is they don't have confidence in themselves. So if I don't have confidence in myself, how can God have confidence in me? God must not have meant for me to have this. Glory to God, because look at how I see myself. I don't see myself as a king's child. Glory to God, a king's kid. I don't see myself as royalty. I'm that same little kid that grew up in the hood. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But God is saying tonight, amen, your low self-esteem is the reason why you have low expectations. Because you don't see yourself the way you should. Hallelujah. And you don't think I see you, hallelujah, as who you are. Praise God. Because if you knew the way I see you, hallelujah, you would have been like Caleb and you would have said, let's go get it. God said we can do this. Hallelujah. It don't matter. What's this? It don't matter if I think we can do it or not. Hallelujah. God believes we can do this. If God believes we can do it, let's go do it. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to wait on the sign. What was the sign? What sign? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm waiting on God to move. God waiting on you to move. He said, go and possess it. Not wait for me to bring it to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Some people look for jobs, but you think somebody just gonna call you. Hallelujah. Out the blue. Hey, you know we hiring. Not to say that don't happen. Hallelujah. Praise God. But if you really just sit around thinking somebody gonna call. Glory to God. But you ain't letting nobody know you looking for a job. You ain't putting no applications. You ain't putting up no resumes. You ain't looking, but saying, I'm waiting on God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You ain't made no moves. Praise God on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to be willing, amen, to make a move. Amen. If you ain't going to make a move, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you believe you not qualified. That's what they're saying. We're not qualified. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do you see the people that's already there? Hallelujah. Some of y'all, God got big ministries for you, but you're looking at the Joel Osteens and the Kenneth Copelands, hallelujah, and the T.D. Jakes, and you're saying, I don't fit in, glory to God, with these people. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. These people are too big. Hallelujah. Joel is short to the point and poetic. And T.D. Jakes over there. Hallelujah. He's long-winded but fiery and informative. Hallelujah. Creflo got him over there getting money and buying planes. I can't compete with them. They too strong. They too great. They too mighty. And the way I see mine is the way they see me. And the truth is, glory to God, this is a statement that they are making that they don't know. The truth is, they don't know how the opposition sees them. They just know how they see themselves. And if I see myself this way, I assume that you see me this way. This was not a prophetic statement because we saw ourselves as ants. They see us as ants. They don't know we were spies. They don't even know y'all was there. You don't know how they see you. Glory to God. And the truth is, glory to God, hallelujah, if you knew how they see you, you would know that they're scared of you. Hallelujah. You would know that they fear you. Hallelujah. Because they see the God in you from a mile away. is when they know, when they, it's only when they see that you don't see it in yourself. That's why this is called self. Hallelujah. Amen. Low self-esteem. Glory to God. Low expectation because of how you see yourself. God can't work if you got low self-esteem. If you don't feel like you deserve the call, why are you even asking me for the call? Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you don't feel you deserve another level, a higher level of spirituality, glory to God. Hallelujah. If you don't feel you deserve to come out of sin, if you don't feel like you deserve abundant life, if you don't feel like you deserve it, I can't work in you. That's why he asked the man, will thou be made whole? Do you want to come out of this? Because if you want to come out of this, I can work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But if you don't want to come out of this, I might as well keep on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We need to quit wasting God's time if we know if our self-esteem is too low. Hallelujah. We feel like we ain't going to get in. Glory to God. We're not going to achieve this blessing of this promise God has already been prophesied to us. Hallelujah. And God saw this as wicked. Hallelujah. When we read a little bit further, we learn that God said, because of your wickedness, I'm going to allow you to roam around this mountain for 40 years. Glory to God. Roam around this wilderness for 40 years. Because of your wickedness, I said, what wickedness? What evil? Hallelujah. Ain't they sacrificing lambs and ain't they seeing blood? He said their wickedness was not believed. Their evil, hallelujah, was having that low self-esteem that I didn't have confidence in them. Glory to God, hallelujah. They didn't have confidence in themselves. Hallelujah, praise God. They don't believe that they were chosen. Hallelujah. So what God had to do is teach the children. Glory to God, hallelujah. And 40 years later, after the children became adults and the parents had died off and nobody was left alive except Caleb, hallelujah, Joshua, and I believe it was one more. Hallelujah, amen. Caleb, Joshua, and I can't remember the other one, glory to God, hallelujah. But out of the 100, it's estimated anywhere from 150,000 to 500,000 people. Out of all those people, glory to God, of the original, hallelujah, praise God, generation, only three made it in. Everybody else had to die, including Moses. Including Moses, because what kind of leader are you to allow them? Hallelujah, to allow them to say what they're saying, to allow them, hallelujah, amen, not to go take the promise. Now, you know, not Moses. You've been through too much to not achieve the promise. Now we got to switch to some leaders, glory to God, because you don't went through too much not to receive the promise, to let your congregation tell you, or to let your constituents, or to let your employees tell you, let your children tell you that you can't achieve what God already said you could, that you're too old to do this, hallelujah. The opposition is too big, that this cannot be accomplished, and you're supposed to be the leader. Glory to God. Men wandering around here talking about I'm the head of the house. I need to get my position back. Y'all women need to move out from there and let me leave. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But then when they let you leave, you don't go nowhere. Glory to God. You let them lead you. Hallelujah, praise God. And then when they lead you wrong, you get mad and want to make them drink bitter water. Ain't that what Moses did? Allowed the congregation to lead by saying, we can't do this. So this is a democracy. We get to vote. Hallelujah. Forget what God said, we going to vote. Hallelujah, praise God. This is a man, Moses, a man that has conquered cities, conquered countries, hallelujah, took over land, hallelujah, when he was back in Egypt, when he was working with Pharaoh, glory to God. This man has done a lot, and now you come and not even gonna speak up, glory to God. One man spoke up and said, we can do this. And the other 11 said, no, we can't. And Moses just stood there. Aaron just stood there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And because of that, Moses didn't even make it in. He got to see, but didn't get to make it. Glory to God. Because of his inability to lead. Hallelujah. Wanting to be liked by the people. Praise God. You know, the only time they care about if we like them is when it's time to vote. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In between time, glory to God, we doing whatever we got to do to keep this thing going. We trying to keep the wheels from falling off the government, and we don't really care what you think right now. Hallelujah. But when it comes time for a real election, glory to God, then I don't care about what you're thinking. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So as we get ready to close this message, we want to know, how do you feel, hallelujah, about yourself? Do you feel like you can do it? Hallelujah. Because it wasn't a question of whether or not God could do it. They didn't say, we don't think God could do this. Glory to God. When they said, we don't think we can do this. We are not able to do this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So how do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as able? Hallelujah. Because even if you, well, God can do all things, but if you don't see God can do it through you, hallelujah, praise God. How can God work through you if you don't think you can do it? Because if you don't think you can do it, you ain't going to even try. And they didn't even try. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Read your Bibles. When Joshua and them actually went and took over, they had to do a lot of fighting. They did more marching than they did fighting. They did more praising God than they did fighting. Hallelujah. They just walked around the walls and the walls started falling. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They didn't even have to part the waters. Amen. They just walked through it. It was just knee high. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But they could have did it 40 years ago. If I was Caleb and Joshua, I'd be mad. I'd be mad if I got away 40 years. Hallelujah. Walking around in this wilderness, I could have been in this good land. I could have been, hallelujah, amen, living the way God wants me to live. I could have been had peace of mind. Hallelujah, amen, and a piece of the pie at the same time. Glory to God. Hallelujah, but waiting on you, your disbelief, your doubt. I preached this word once before, but the title was, don't make me have to wait for you to die to get my blessing. Hallelujah. Another time I preached it, I said, you got to get the doubt out. Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. This year, hallelujah, we're going into 2022 with high expectations. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Like I told y'all last week, me and my wife were talking, amen, and it came up that God, she was saying God basically wants us to learn how to love. But before, watch this, you got to learn how to love yourself. Hallelujah. Before you can love me, you got to learn how to love you. Hallelujah. You got to get your self-esteem up. Glory to God. Hallelujah, because even looking for a mate, looking for a spouse, looking for a husband, looking for a wife, it don't matter what they look like. Hallelujah, pray. If your self-esteem low, you're going to think everybody is at your need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because your self-esteem is low, you can't achieve nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah, because nothing, you can't accomplish nothing. Glory to God, because you look this way. Hallelujah, praise God. Or you talk this way, or you don't make enough money, or whatever the case may be. Hallelujah, you think you're bad built. Whatever the case may be, glory to God. Hallelujah, your low self-esteem is keeping you from achieving your blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, and you always got a Caleb. somewhere telling you, you better go and get what God got for you. Hallelujah. That's why you got to watch. You got to be careful, because there's going to be 11 people telling you no, and only one person telling you yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We tend to go with the majority. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because that's why, that's how we raise. We raise, they teach us about vote and a democracy. Hallelujah. Praise God. They teach us about all these things growing up. So it's been implanted in our minds subconsciously that you have to go with the majority rules. So when you get an opinion from people and you only got one person saying you can take it, and you got 11 people saying you can't, you tend to go with the more. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why you should go with the latter, because your latter day will be greater than your former day. Hallelujah. Praise God. In other words, praise God, the people, amen, that are encouraging you to achieve what God has for you are still going to be there, hallelujah, whether you achieve it or not, praise God. Those ones that are being negative, hallelujah, amen, they're not going to be there for long, praise God. Because when you don't got you, when you don't have the resources they need for them, they out of the picture, praise God. That's why they want to keep you where you at, so they can keep you in arm's length. Hallelujah. Because so if I need you, I can always call on you. Praise God. Amen. And then some people want to keep you up under them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Some people don't want you to excel above them, whether it be financially, spiritually. They don't want you to be in a relationship because they can't find one. Glory to God. They don't want you to get a good job because you ain't got one, because they ain't got one. Glory to God. Hallelujah, amen. But you got to see yourself as more. You got to see yourself as, people say, you know, quit being offended when people say you holier. You think you holier than God. Hallelujah. Why are you offended? Praise God. Amen. Praise God. I'm supposed to be. Hallelujah. Now the Bible say humble yourself. Not in that way. Glory to God. Hallelujah, amen. You're supposed to be holier than thou, glory to God. What, you're supposed to be less righteous than thou? Hallelujah. You're supposed to be more sinful than thou? Glory to God. I'm supposed to be just like you, is what you say. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. No, praise God. I got to have some higher self-esteem about myself. I'm a child of the Most High God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we are not, until you become a child of the Most High God. Hallelujah. We are not the same. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why you say the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. If you wicked, then everything you got laid up belongs to me. Glory to God. I'm not supposed to. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let you keep it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I don't want to go after that position because, you know, everybody needs their job. That's your position. Glory to God. If God said that's yours, that's yours. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm going to say this. We're getting ready to close, but I'm going to say this. God said you got to get your own little feelings out of what's going on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to excel you. Hallelujah. In order to excel, somebody got to get promoted. Hallelujah. Praise God. When somebody gets hired on, somebody gets fired. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. When David became king, he only became king because Saul got his head cut off. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Whenever there's a shift, there's going to be a change. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In order for you to get that house, somebody got to be put out. That car you driving right now, the only reason why you driving it is because somebody repossessed it. Because it belonged to somebody else. Hallelujah. The Lord said, that's another thing. Quit getting over these things. This don't belong to me. It does belong to you. Just because somebody else had it, hallelujah, does not mean it does not belong to you. It is yours to have. And God has given you a way to take it. Because I know we use the language, you got to take it. Go get it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But when God told them to go get it, all he had them do was walk. Walk around the wall. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the wall fell. And all they had to do was pick up the pieces. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God will give you a way to get it. Hallelujah. Amen. Through a nonviolent way. Glory to God. Nobody's like the late 70s militant Muslim movement. No. We're not saying you're going to take stuff by force. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're saying when you pray about it, God will give you instruction on how to possess what is already yours. That's what you got to get in your head. It's already mine. I can't feel sorry for the Amorites and the Canaanites. Whatever they got going on with God, that's between them and God. I don't know why that person that I took their position, why they got fired. I don't know. I don't know why that person left their husband last year and got a divorce, and now they with me. I don't know, hallelujah, why, praise God, these things occurred. That ain't got nothing to do with me. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. But we thank God on today, amen, for his word. We thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your word on today. Lord, we ask that it resonate in our hearts, our minds, and our souls, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for being you, and that's God all by yourself. Lord, bless us, Lord, to get the doubt out. Lord, bless us to get over our fears. Lord, bless us to raise our self-esteem level. That the level that we can accomplish any and all things through you. Hallelujah, because you shifted us. Help us to know that through man, it may seem impossible. But with God on our side, all things are possible. Lord, we thank you on today. We praise you. We magnify you, and we lift your name up high in hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. We thank God on today for everybody that called in, everybody that tuned in. Praise God. I don't know if anybody's on the line at this time, but if anyone's on the line, if you have a comment, testimony, prayer report, hallelujah, we're going to open up the line at this time. Praise God. We'll have you one.
Amen. This is Sister Alexandra. And I just thank God for your testimony, for your sermon today. Very, very eye-opening, and yes, I agree with your sermon today. So I just thank God for your sermon today, and it was very knowledgeable, and everything you said was correct. You know, we have to, you know, go forward in the word, and we have to also have that self-esteem. That self-esteem, we have to build it up, and we build it up by faith. Amen? We build it up by faith. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for Sister Alexandria on today. Hallelujah. We thank God for her. We want to remind everybody to follow us. It's on Fridays, amen, 3 p.m. Friday. Amen. Sister Alexandria always has great teaching on Friday evenings, amen, at 3 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Central, at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Praise God. So make sure y'all call in and tune in with her on Fridays and be blessed with a word from God. We thank God for her on today. Amen. Do we have anyone else online on today? Bless the name of the Lord.
Yes, this is Sister Kendra, and I just thank God that I'm on the line, and I am thanking him for giving me another beautiful, blessed day, and to hear all you guys' voices, and please keep up the good job. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for Sister Kendra on today. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And y'all, too, keep up the good work. Praise God. Spreading the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Hallelujah for everybody that called in and tuned in on today. We thank God for his word on today. Let us have confidence, amen, that let us have the same confidence that God has in us. God had enough confidence in us that he sent his son to die for our sins, that he was confident enough to believe that if we believed, hallelujah, amen, that we would receive eternal life. So he had to believe, hallelujah, that we would believe. Hallelujah, praise God. He wasn't rolling the dice. See, we roll the dice and hope we get a seven. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, I'm going to get a seven on this. I know it. I know they're going to believe, praise God. He had that kind of confidence in us. Hallelujah. Jesus had that kind of confidence that he went on to the cross. He could have said, nah, they ain't going to believe this. Hallelujah. Let me go on, turn around now. Hallelujah. I ain't going to even try to pray out of this. I'm just going to go on, hit the back door. Hallelujah. But he had confidence that we would believe in him. Hallelujah. Praise God. So let's also have that same confidence in ourselves. That's why he said, he switched it. He said, love one another as I have loved you. Praise God, as I have loved you. Hallelujah. And if God loved me like that, I need to love myself that same way. Hallelujah. Praise God. I need to have that confidence. Hallelujah. Praise God that God has. Amen. We thank God on today for everybody that called in and tuned in. Amen. We truly hope that you have been blessed with that word. Amen. Like we said, join Sister Alexandra on Friday. Hallelujah. Amen. And don't forget, coming up this Wednesday night, hallelujah, Pastor Paige will be on with Lady Rebecca Paige. Amen. Living in expectation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we ask y'all to tune in. That's on Wednesday night, 5 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank God for everybody called in and tuned in on this evening. We truly had a blessed time in the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and pray out at this time. Father God, in the name of Jesus, once again, we just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come before your throne, allowing us to hear your word also. Hallelujah, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, that word that you gave us today resonates in our hearts, our minds, and our souls, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for being who you are and then start out by yourself. Hallelujah. Help us to see that through you all things are possible, that we can achieve. Hallelujah. That we are well above able to take what you have for us, Lord. And we thank you. We praise you, and we magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. We thank God for each and every one of y'all. Praise God. We love y'all. Everybody be blessed. Have a blessed night. Go with God. And don't forget to say your prayer and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. We will see you next time on We Got That Word. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
I
don't think that I can live no other way.
Hey.
Now I've seen them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, he gives them to me every day. I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving.
Hey.
See, I haven't been forgiven, now I'm living.
Hey.
And when I say I love, I mean it. Cause none of this ain't nothing, it's becoming a business.
I love God.
You love God. What's wrong with you?
Hey.
Love him, I love him. You ain't got the money moving by yourself.
Yeah.
And you know you did it with a lot of air.
Yeah.
You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking song and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I done been forgiving, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. But none of this be nothing, it be coming, I'm missing y'all.
I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, I love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
Wanted you to fall. You remember I do, I do, I do. You could have lost it all. You remember I do.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, love him, I love him, I love him, love him, love him, love him, I love him.